general beginning the whole topic of Tamei HaMitzvos. There's something Gemara talks, Gemara Bo Metzia, talks about Darshin and Tamei HaDikra. Machlokes Reb Shimon Reb Yehuda. The Machlokes Reb Shimon Reb Yehuda, where it begins, the Pasuk says, Osachu Beged Amona. So, the question is that talking about all Amona, Samona? Ashira, Aniya, Adas. The Gemara adds, gives Reb Shimon Losachu Beged Amona. So it only applies to Aniya, not to Ashira. It's Darshin and Tamei HaDikra. So, what is Reb Shimon saying? Reb Shimon saying, it's a pasuk. Pasuk says stam. Pasuk says stam. So then, doesn't mean we can't find a reason for it, even though it's not in the Torah. And then we limit and apply this losasay according to the way this time works. Now, you understand, there are two very big steps here. Step number one, that somehow Reb Shimon was able to deduce a time of Dikra, and then limit the application to the Pasuk according to this. Now, those are two very big steps Reb Shimon has taken. The Gemara says, a little later we'll go through the full Gemara. Only last time went through the beginning of the Gemara. Now this Gemara goes on. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Lo darshin in time hikra," which could mean a bunch of things, but it means, as far as we're concerned, it means the application of the pasuk stays the way that pasuk says. Tosus and Gin. Now Tosus and Beis. So, as far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned, It's the exact same reason. Except he says you can't limit the pasuk. The pasuk says stam almona, so then means all almonas. And there's not and that is that's how Tosfos. Take a look in the Rambam. Heresh Mishnayos. He says no. Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon both look for an underlying reason. Reb Yehuda, because the reason of Reb Shimon would limit the pasuk, therefore changes the reason, and it has to be a reason that's consistent with the application of the pasuk. If so, but there is a reason, and the reason then tells me many, and as the Tumen points out, even though grammatically the word chalachbol means a mashkin shelo b'shas halva, but since the reasoning of Reb Shimon of Reb Yehuda would say ben b'shas halva ben shlosh b'shas halva. Therefore, the reason of Yehuda get, while it doesn't limit the pasuk, but it does expand the pasuk, and therefore it tells us not only shelo b'shas halva, but even b'shas halva. That's the Tumen points. This idea of using a time of the Torah that's not explicit in the pasuk, that we find one of the big examples that we find Machlokas of Tzav HaLechayim D'Oraisa not. On the one hand, there's no pasuk says don't cause Tzar to Baal HaChayim. The Gemara debates it. Rishonim learn it out from Te'ina to Prika to all sorts of possible sources, and And but then it's not just Tin and Prekin. It becomes a whole brand new area of halacha itself. And causing Tzar Bal Chaim to any Bal Chai is also. And not only is it also allowing seeing an animal suffer, not doing something, you know, it's also in Tzar Bal Chaim deraisa. The Gemara has a case, the Gemara in Shabbos, of this animal that fell onto a boar. You put stuff, and therefore you're not causing the animal fell by itself into a boar. But in order to save the animal, we say Tzar Bal Chaim deraisa. Now, what if a person would act like a Yerushalayim kid, throw a stone at a cat? Okay, seems to be a favorite sport in this city. So, I would imagine, I don't know, this is guesswork. He would be he'd be over an Isser, let's say, an essay, some essay of Tina Prika, or wherever it may come from. You don't get malchus for it, it's not Mefurish B'Torah. He's a toffle to it. But it come, according to the Rambam, just don't multiply Yisurim. Everything has to fit into 613 boxes. There's no, there's an issue here. No. Everything that's also comes from one of 613. That's why the Rama begins each part of Mishnah Torah. These are the following averus. Everything has to fit in there. So it's a lav tofel that comes under something like this. Now, there are different examples. I think now the Rambam in Mishnah Torah has some interesting applications of this concept in general, moving in some slightly different directions. There's something he calls a remez. These are moral principles that are underlying the halacha and the lo saseh for Tzar Bal Chaim. There's a moral principle underlining the halachas of Tina and Prika that gives expression in one area, but this moral, we're mechuyev in this moral principle even elsewhere. That's essentially what's happening there. The fact that Osach will beg it almona, so what does that tell me? Torah wanted to limit the person's association with a single woman. And because of that, things that would lead to over affiliation with an unmarried woman were limited.
Would you say from that any type of contact that a man has with a
woman? No, it doesn't say any time. Wants to
limit that underlying principle doesn't.
How to. That underlying principle somehow, I don't know. Gemara never gives any expansion of it out of the Sakhbo Begin Amona. The Rambam Perish Mishnayas, where he talks, you don't want to over contact, there'll be too much contact with them. How does this apply? It's a general principle that you apply when you have to apply. But it's. I don't know I don't know the exact order. The Rambam, for instance, goes in a number of different directions with this idea. The Rambam writes, and here you have to be very careful. The Rambam overlaps in the end of Hilchos Me'ila with an idea that he says in Mor Nevuchim, which we'll get to. Roy la'odom la'as halacha in Hilchos Me'ila. There's bonim b'mishpatei haTorah hakadosh v'leida sof inyonam kefi kocho v'dovah shelo yimsel otam. Something is. Well, the Yeda below Ila doesn't. Are you a Kalbi Enuf? Well, Yaros, Lalos, Hashem, Pen Yifesbo. Lo te machshavta bo k'machshavta b'shadi recho. Now I was going to tell you the moral principle. What does it have to do with Me'ila? It has to do with the falling of Me'ila. Borei, kamech mira Torah b'Me'ila. How much the Torah was chomer with Me'ila. And now I'm making a kavu chomer. Eitz and vavonim. Off of Eif. The moment I attach a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name to this rock, to this stick, in this kachu, it's bovad. I didn't do anything. It just said, this rock is Kodesh L'Berek HaBayis. This Kodesh becomes Kodesh. It's not intrinsically Kodesh. And anyone who deals with it as minachol ma'alba, it's an aver mila, even if you're shogeg. You're not allowed to treat mitzvahs lightly as if they are divrichol. Something that's not intrinsically kosh. And itself is, by itself is worthless, a stone, a stick. Because I made it kosh. And then I treat it different. I treat it as a dovachol. Chavachom is something that's intrinsically kodesh, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it kodesh. It's a Torah. I can't treat the divrichol. So what does he say? He looks at this mitzvah. It says there's an underlying idea. Take that seriously. Now he then turns around and says, and therefore, if you see a mitzvah you don't see a reason for, don't just dismiss it as you would any dovachol that you don't see a reason for. Don't think like the Rechol. Torah says, the Chukim, the Mishpotim. How does he define what a Mishpot is? It has a Chokis. A Mishpot is Mitzvah Shetam on Goloi. Where you can see a practical benefit in this world. He's talking, what is the consequence of this mitzvah? Here he's talking consequences of mitzvahs, not moral, underlying moral principles. He's nowadays you don't see any benefit to that. Hey, mitzvah shein tam and go. You do amr chachomim, chukim chokakti l'cho. I gave you chukim. Nothing. I don't want you. Mitzvah shel adam no kvo ben. Who must hold a meshivin alem? It makes fun. Psar chaziyeh bos b'chol of egla rufa para adum esor mishtaleach. V'chol hakorbonos kulon mechala chukim hey. All korbanos including chukim. But on the other hand, Chazal said, "Bishvil avaros hakorbanos." Hold a moment. Why? Shabatsiyot hachukim mishpotim zochem ayisharim l'chaylom ama. Okay, so he says, "The difference of chukim mishpot something I see is practical consequence, the benefits of its practical consequence, right? Not only under its." Keeping this mitzvah is going to have benefits to me. It's not. He's not talking here. He talks about tamah mitzvahs. It's not underlying moral principles on, but practical benefit from it. Gezel, tzicha. You can't have a structured society without if you don't worry about gezel, tzicha, etc. That's what he says in the end of Hilchos Me'ila. The end of Hilchos Temura. He says. This is whole thing of Temura. Afal pi shel kol chukei haTorah gzeros hem kamo shebiyarnu b'sof me'ila. He says, even though chukei haTorah are gzeros, roid lizbonim b'hem, we should try to see what is the practical benefit that we can get. So he says, Mishpat Tam and Golit. You know exactly why the Torah said not to do it. Gezel, Ritzicha. You know exactly why the Torah says not. The practical benefit. Anything else is speculation, but it doesn't mean you shouldn't speculate. Okay. What is Temura? You're the Torah that's so from Achsheva, so old and the Kitzas Yitzhara. What is it? In case a person gets all worked up, I'm going to take this fantastic in, I'm going to make it a carbon. Then after he loses enthusiasm, he says, okay, maybe I should switch to something that's not that's a second level thing. Okay, I got over enthusiastic about it. Torah says, you're not allowed to switch. Now, remember what the Torah says, Tov v'rav, rav, tov. So here, the Rambam is giving you a reason, and he's doing something very different here than he did in Lo Sach Bo Beged Almona. Because Lo Sach Bo Beged Almona, you look at the underlying reason, and then you say, the underlying reason has to fit what the Torah says. Here the underlying reason is that a person's over and he wants to then change his mind on his enthusiasm and to give something less good. Well, it says tov v'rav v'rav v'tov. Can't go in any direction. Means there is, we see some of the impact on it, that I cannot exchange a good one for a bad one. Yeah. Why I can't exchange a bad one for a good one? Ram says I can have some insight into it. A chok is not time and goal, so I have some insight to it. I'm not going to give a complete insight into it, and it's speculation, and therefore it doesn't change the halach. Then he says, "This is chol eilu dram k'day lokuf as yitzro ulotaken day also is to take his yitzah and the ulotaken his days." V'rov dine Torah ainin ella eitzos mirichuk migodol gdol eitzah letakin adeus yashikolamais. He says, and the rov dine Torah are there to make a person straighten out a person's, to conquer his yetzara, straighten out his midas. Here he says this. Yeah. So here he's moving into tamei mitzvahs. Tamei mitzvahs is speculation. Tamei mitzvahs do not have to fit the halacha. It doesn't even have to fit the pasuk, because it's only part of the story, and it's total speculation on our part. A number of other places the Rambam talks about remes. The Rambam and the Hilchos Mikvos says, stop and think. There's an idea, a moral message behind the idea of mikvah. I'm physically tummy because I touched a dead mouse. I got a mikvah. And now, we know tumah is not dirt, something you can wash off. It's a spiritual thing. But I got a mikvah with a kavanas tahara. And after I got a mikvah with a kavanas tahara, I come to her. Nothing changed. I'm the same goof. Goof went from tummy to tahara simply by kavanas tahara and total immersion. Says the Rambam, so too. Someone has tumas and nefesh, should totally immerse himself in the Torah, and it'll cleanse his neshama. Now, what's the Rambam doing here? There's a halacha. He sees an underlying message here. It's not an impact on a person, underlying message. And says, that's a message that gives me a lot of life guidance. There's no aveira involved, there's no mitzvah involved. It's seeing moral messages within the structure of halacha, and not just in. And he says, and okay, this is the Rambam. Rambam Arnavuchim. Time of Gola, because we see clearly the practical benefit of listening to it. Even though in every mishpat there may be parts of it that are simply ad hoc. This is the way it is, this is the way it is, this is the way it is, this is the way it is. And then, for instance, Nisr Ritzicha. I think every society in the world admits to Nisr Ritzicha, at least within their society. Outside their society, they're not so. Okay, within their society. In the midst of the Second World War, 1943, you walk down a street in Berlin and shot, and one German shot another German, he'd be pulled into court because he was killing a human being. Just other places in Europe, Jews didn't happen to be human beings. That's how they just redefined it out of existence. Now, in Pratim, everyone talks about Ritzicha. For an Akum, killing an Uber abortion is an Issa Ritzicha. But doesn't necessarily, it's so tamagoli that the world, you know, necessarily accepts it. Nowadays, the world doesn't accept abortion. They accept murder, but they redefine what murder is. So it doesn't mean that we necessarily see all the practical results and so clear for all the pratei dinim. But the idea of murder is certainly universal. You understand that a society that allowed murder could never exist, a society that allowed gezel could never exist, because there'd be no such thing as property, and no one would feel safe.
In time of Gali, for sure, means that not only could be what stunned the guy in the streets is, because what a chacham, what the Bali Masura understood.
Yeah.
Stunned didn't hold the Nachmasorachim, but it doesn't mean it wasn't a time of Gali.
Yeah.
But what I'm asking is that if it's time of Gali, so how come that's Pasha that certain Mishpatim are doing Mount Nezik, or wouldn't be Bechal, the Machaikas of Shimon and Yehuda?
Because here we're talking about practical impact on the person. There's a clear practical impact on a person.
It doesn't become time of the crime.
No, it's not time of the crime.
Why?
Lo signo is, you see, in lo signo, since it's universal, I think the Rambam would say, since it's universal and so obvious that, and you can't have any society where people are just taking property from everyone because there'd be no sense of property. When we see the impact of running a stable society, that's become, it has nothing to do with Machlok Reb Shimon Reb Yehuda. Now we'll see in a second when we get back to Gemara about Matzia.
Reb Shimon could never say something and say that's called a good svara, that a poor person would be allowed to steal a little piece of bread from a very rich man because time in the midst of time in the crop.
No. Never. Society needs low signal.
It's because that's saying that because it's a bad spot to say that.
Yeah.
It's a bad timing.
Yeah. Robin Hood, stealing from the poor, from the rich to feed the poor. So it's a little signal. Because you can't have a stable society. A person deciding this neighbor is good and this neighbor is bad, and everyone decides the neighbor that benefits me is good, the neighbor that benefits you is bad. You can't have a stable society that way.
We say things like we darshan that, Talmud is part of an Asian
Those are lochos. Even within Hilchos and Mishpatim, there are certain things that are simply ad hoc.
Yeah, how can we object to those? Because we time to grow, we should exclude those things.
I think he's only talking in terms of Rishim or Yudha. I don't see any works outside of the realm of Yisurim. I never, as I'm thinking here through the case, it's always in terms of Yisurim. Now, looking in terms of moral messages, for instance, the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, even though all the mitzvahs of the Torah achukim, but still, and shofar is a chok, But still, there's a message here. Wake up. Do tshuva. Remez yeshba. There's a remez. There's a moral message here. Moral message here is wake up and do tshuva. And of course, you're not going to count that as a separate mitzvah. But just, and Rama says, on Rosh Hashanah, you know, Rama seems to agree with Rabbi Yonah. That between Aseres and Mitzvah is a separate Mitzvah Tshuva, and Rosh Hashanah is the shofar is a statement to wake up. So it's still a chok, and maybe a little part of the Mitzvah, part of the maybe it's my speculation, but there's a remez yesh. Wake up. Now, the Gemara then. Continues. Well, now, some places, for instance, Gemara said there's a reason, the benefit of the animal. So therefore, if it has a bad stomach, so I can't be chosem. The more it says, we learn the opposite. Lo yar below noshim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Marbahu. He can have as many wives as he wants, as long as they don't turn him away. Rabbi Shimon Afilu Achas. He may see his libo. What are they talking about? In the case of the Sachbo Bergamon, the Torah doesn't give a reason. However, in the case of lo yar lo noshim shelo yosel, they should not be mesil levavo. The Torah did give a reason. The Torah gave a reason. Everyone says the reason. Now, the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim is an exceedingly misunderstood, and we have to see how it all ties in together. The Rambam was a very, very, very organized, structured thinker. Rambam's three major works are Perish Mishnayis, Me'ara Chazok, and Moreh Nevuchim. Ask a person, what do you think is the most major? A person says, Me'ara Chazok, will tell you Me'ara Chazok. If you're a philosophy somewhere, you'll say Moreh Nevuchim. Rambam viewed his most important thing was Perish Mishnayis. He rewrote it and kept rewriting it and rewriting it ad sof yomo. In fact, the last Ksav Yad we have in the Rambam's own handwriting, we have that in Perish Mishnah, the Hagdom to Chelik, he quotes what he wrote in the Moreh Nevuchim. But these are his three major works, and he writes in Geres Tema, in Ma'amet Chiyas HaMeisim, they view them all as one consistent unit. Now, the Rambam in general has it. Rambam, when he begins Tamei Mitzvahs, refers us back to an previous discussion he made. To what degree we find things in this world with a purpose or without a purpose? He jumps on Aristotle for something Aristotle said, which he feels is a very deep problem with the whole system of Aristotle. Aristotle believes in cosmos, the world's infinite in time, and nothing has changed, everything is the way it was. Cosmos, there's no Bria. But still, he said, he believed in nature. He said, Ein b'teva, teva, is never osa ma'uma levato. Everything in nature has a purpose. Of course, the Rambam says, it's a steering name. If you say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, so then, he created it for a purpose. That I'm willing to understand. If the world is the way it's always been and nothing has ever changed, there's no sense that the word purpose doesn't mean it. Things happen and they could be functional in direction. And he says, V'ishitas ha-kadmus tevatel drishas ha-tachlas ha-sofis tam tzivus b'chulus. There's no purpose to existence. Why the world? Why the universe exists? Since we say there's a bria, it gets in. Hari Efshel Ashov. We can say maybe. We can ask us. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create this? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create this? And there's a famous story of David HaMelech with a spider. He kept looking at a spider. What's he doing? What do we need this useless creature for? That spider saved his life by making a spider web over a cave that he was hidden in. He said, let's go for Saint Vishita, Saint Vachita Shola Bacholusa. Achahed, Yesh Me Ayin. And Rambam always emphasizes that it's Yesh Me Ayin. That's the difference between what we say and something like the Big Bang. People said, oh, the Big Bang. Remember, it's the middle 60s when the Big Bang became popular. And people jumped and said, oh, there's a proof to Bria Solom. My Rebbe Zecharo Lebrach says, you don't understand. Bria Solom is Yesh Me'aya. Any of these other things is Yesh Me'yesh. Ayin means Ayin. Now, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything Yesh Me'aya, one can ask the question, did he just create Stam or he created everything with a purpose? Now the Rambam later on is going to make a very key distinction between two types of questions. One type of question is why, the other type of question is how. Why, says the why question you can't ask. Yeah, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the sun? Well, to give light and heat. So you say, so why do you need light and heat? In order to be able to see, in order for things to grow. Why is it in order to see you need light? Maybe you could see without light. Since whatever the why question never goes back. You can keep going back and back and back and back and back. It never ends. It's just not a question. You're never gonna get an answer. You know that up front. There is no answer. The question is how? What's the difference? And Rama sets down his basic insight. Everything in this world functions towards an end. It's a functional statement. We have no delusions that we can say why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. You can say, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to create a human being? He's a son. He could have created a different matzah. That is, Kulam b'chokhmo sisa. It is the way it is. And this is, and that's the first thing he says. And he goes through Ulfikoch ha hashkofa hanuchonuladas kfi hadeos ha toratios, going to Torah ideas. Who told him as hashkofos ha'inyanos? It's good philosophy. Ain lizbo b'kol nimtzom shem beglal metzius odom. It's but here, don't say the reason it's a cat is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed cats in order to fulfill, but to help people, dogs, whatever. No. That's why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the cat? Why he created the dog? There's no why to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that he has created, how do cats and dogs function and interact with human beings for the human benefit? Or for whatever benefit? But look at how it functions, not why HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is, he says, fundamental Torah Hashkafa. And he says, that's why. Because of this, there's a famous story about Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim and Simcha Zelig once went a little town, they had to do something there. And afterwards, before the next train left, they had an hour So what they did is they went into local base medrashes and learned. They looked, there was no real shas there, there wasn't anything to learn. But there was a sifrei musar machshavas. And it was the world created Laman Tuvo, Laman Chazdo, Laman Rachmov. So they all make a mistake. It's Laman Ritzono. All we know, there was Rotzen Chochma Bakarish Baruch. That's all. You can't say why. Why question how it functions? That certainly is. It functions this way. And Ram says that's from the Hadeos Hatodratios. Then the Rambam says, when he gets to Tami Amitz, when people ask when HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts, is it Stam, random? HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts in a thought through manner, and that thought through manner produces results. It's the philosophical machokas that I just quoted. Everything in the world has a purpose, even though there is no creation. From our point of view, there was, everything could have a purpose. The question is, does it have a purpose? It says, everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's absolute will. Okay. He says, someone else says, so that he has two opinions. One, it's the absolute will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other is, it has a time. Ma shehem kulon yesh lam tam ve'ein anu yodim mitam im mitzosam v'lo no de ofan ha'chochma ba. So we should have said kulonu ha'amonu ha'yechid. This is here in Mitzrayim. Everything, we believe everything has a time. Why? It's not the nature of a chacham to do something stam without some practical result to waste time. Okay, now, yeah, we'll stop here. Metz Hashem, and then we'll continue next time.